Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, February 25th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections, Diane Smith, is pleased to announce the opportunity for local college or university students to apply for a scholarship through the Florida State Association of Supervisors of Election, known as FSE. FSE will award three $1,200 scholarships again this year. Students must be a political science, public administration, business administration, or journalism mass communications major who have completed 2 years of junior college or undergraduate work. Students must be enrolled as a full-time student in a Florida senior college or university. No postgraduate or second degree students are eligible. The completed scholarship application, a resume, and two letters of recommendation must be submitted to the Supervisor of Elections office in which the applicant is registered to vote by March 26, 2021. You may pick up a copy of the scholarship guidelines at either the Hardy County Supervisor of Elections office, South Florida State College Wauchula campus, or Hardy Senior High School. And in Hardy County, we have two warrants from the Hardy County Sheriff's Office. Nicholas Dalton Reddit has a local warrant for failure to appear for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia or use. And Bradford Allen Atchley has a local warrant for violation of probation for sale of methamphetamine within 1,000 feet of a park and possession of a structure used for sale of a controlled substance. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144, or you can contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. You can also submit tips on the free Hardy County Sheriff mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Remember, you are always anonymous when you contact Heartland Crime Stoppers. Your local events here in Hardy County, and lots of them this Saturday, February 27th, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m., you can stop by the third annual VFW and VFW Auxiliary Craft and Yard Sale. It is at VFW Post 11179 at 31 North Brown Avenue in Fort Meade. For more information, you can call K at 863-285-7955 or D at 863-285-6776. And from 8 a.m. to noon, Hardy County will have their Household Hazardous Waste Collection event. You can dispose of up to 60 pounds of hazardous waste per home for free at the Hardy County Landfill, 685 Airport Road. Accepted materials include household cleaners, garden pesticides, paints, antifreeze, and vehicle fluids and pool chemicals. For questions or details, you can call 863-773-5089. Your jobs here in Hardy County, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is accepting applications for certified detention deputies. Applications can be downloaded from hardyso.com, the free Hardy County Sheriff's mobile app, or can be picked up at the Sheriff's Office at 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula. The ITM Group is looking for a competency trader. A bachelor's degree in a relevant field and successful criminal background check are required. And Amazon Sheds and Gazebos is looking for a sales associate 4 years of sales experience are preferred. All these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardin County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it's securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home and decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy M-I-D-D-A-Y @gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 77 degrees out, feels like 83, sunny. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 6, high. Winds north-northeast at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 10. Humidity is ideal, 42%. The dew point 52, cloud cover 0%, and visibility 10 miles with the cloud ceiling at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, sunny, highs in the lower 80s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-50s, with northeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, with southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. And Friday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, with southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. More than a year after the pandemic outbreak was declared a global health emergency, the USDA, FDA, and Centers for Disease Control continue to underscore there's no credible evidence of food or food packaging as a likely source of viral transmission of COVID-19. The USDA tells agrimarketing.com, we continue to believe, based on our understanding of currently available reliable scientific information, that the foods they eat and food packaging they touch are highly unlikely to spread COVID-19. China is already the largest meat importing nation and looks poised to play a major role in future meat markets. Senior USDA economist Fred Gale tells Agriculture.com China's imports of beef, pork, and poultry are projected to grow 29% in the coming decade. Meat imports by China totaled 8.5 million tons in 2020, including 4.8 million tons of pork. The extreme cold making headlines across the U.S. this past week put a bullseye on the state of Texas. The Texas Farm Bureau tells GrowingProduce.com the wide-ranging deep freeze is impacting all facets of ag in the Lone Star State, but is likely to have disastrous effects on the Rio Grande Valley citrus crop. Texas Citrus Mutual President Dale Murden estimates the citrus harvest was about 55% complete when the cold weather hit, rendering the remaining fruit on the trees frozen and useless.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings continues to grow, as farmers are facing both changes in consumer demands, fluctuating commodity prices, and now the struggles of life amidst the pandemic. Here is Nathan Cuffman with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City talking about recent trends in farm bankruptcies.
Where we had been seeing the most significant increases in farm bankruptcies had been in the dairy industry. As we look at the pressure of the past several years, that was definitely a sector that where there was more financial pressure. It seems as though some of those conditions had stabilized a bit more relative to where they had been. Certainly as we see farm income higher from this past year, that will benefit some types of producers. But it's also important to remember that a lot of times what people refer to as these bankruptcies tend to be relatively smaller farms.
It ended as the fifth straight year that saw a rise in farm bankruptcy. Between 2010 and 2020, Georgia was one of the hardest hit states, with almost 400 farms filing for Chapter 12 bankruptcy. Florida has a little over 200 farms filed, while Alabama only had about 90 in that 10-year time frame. In 2020 alone, there were 552 filings. The Southeast saw a rise in cases, up 15% from the previous year, while the Northwest was the hardest hit area, with over 109% increase from 2019 to 2020.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With an SRN News Business Brief, I'm Jeremy House. The Commerce Department says the economy grew at a 4.1% pace in the final 3 months of 2020, slightly faster than first estimated. The fourth quarter figure ends a year in which the overall economy shrank more than in any year in the past seven decades. The Commerce Department reports orders to U.S. factories for big-ticket goods shot up 3.4% in January, pulled up by a surge in orders for civilian aircraft. A category that tracks business investment posted a more modest gain. According to the Labor Department, the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell sharply last week, but remained high by historical standards. Applications for benefits declined 111,000 from the previous week. President Biden has signed an executive order that's intended to boost manufacturing jobs by strengthening U.S. supply chains for advanced batteries, pharmaceuticals, and critical minerals. With business, I'm Jeremy House.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Fox. Utah Jazz had a huge statement win last night, pummeling the L.A. Lakers 114-89. Lakers coach Frank Vogel is impressed with the Jazz.
No, but nobody's playing as well as Utah Jazz in the NBA right now. Just the way they're shooting the ball, the way they're connected defensively. You know, they're playing like the best team in the league right now.
Jazz topped the league with a 26-6 record. The defending NBA champs dropped their fourth in a row. Danilo Gallinari set an Atlanta franchise record with 10 three-pointers and finished with 38 points, helping Atlanta beat Boston 127-112. Hawks guard Trey Young with 33 points said he appreciated Gallinari's effort.
It's so fun seeing him shoot and like how effortlessly he does it.
The loss dropped the Celtics 2 games under 500. Zion Williamson scored 32 points in his first game since being named a first-time All-Star as New Orleans beat Detroit 128-118. Jarrett Allen tied his career high with 26 as Cleveland defeated Houston 112-96. This is SRN Sports. Miami won their fourth straight 116-108 over Toronto. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra talked about Jimmy Butler coming up just short of a triple-double with 27 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds.
Jimmy's game was the quintessential all-around winning basketball game. I can't believe he couldn't have gotten 2 more rebounds.
Golden State beat Indiana 111-107. It was Oklahoma City 102, San Antonio 99. Chicago in overtime over Minnesota 133-126. Charlotte 124, Phoenix 121. Top 25 action, number 20 Arkansas, down number 6 Alabama 81-66, while 11th-ranked Florida State beat Miami 88-71. Finals for the NHL, Tampa Bay 3-0 over Carolina. Dallas blanked Florida 3-0. Toronto went to overtime to edge Calgary 2-1. It was Philadelphia 4-3 over the New York Rangers, Minnesota 6, Colorado 2, Arizona in a shootout over Anaheim 4-3, Los Angeles edged St. Louis 2-1. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. That's First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, some moms can give birth 4 times and still fit in their prom dress from high school. I can give birth 0 times and I don't fit in my pants from November. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.